Timothy, one of our BT viewers, sent in a question. He asked about Elijah. Did Elijah go to heaven? He cited 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, where it says that Elijah was taken by a whirlwind into heaven. And then Timothy asked if it contradicted John 3:13, because in John 3:13, it says, "No one's ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven," talking about Jesus Christ. So what about this? Did Elijah go to heaven? Well, it really depends on what you mean. Because when you examine what the Bible says about heaven, there's actually three heavens that are mentioned in the Bible. Let's look at the examples that are given in the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 26, we find one example of that. It's in verse 15, and it describes heaven as God's throne. And so it says there, "Look down from thy holy habitation, from heaven." So God's dwelling place, his throne, is one heaven that's mentioned in the Bible. Now, there's also a second heaven that's mentioned in the Bible, and you can find that reference in Psalm 8, verse 3. Psalm 8, verse 3 says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained." So that points to something different than God's throne. What is Psalm 8, verse 3 talking about when it speaks of heaven? It's talking about outer space. So when we talk about the stars and the moon and the sun, all of those things are in outer space. Well, did Elijah go to God's throne? Or did Elijah go to outer space? Or is there another possibility? Well, there is. There's a third example of heaven that's mentioned in the Bible. And this example, one of the places that you can find this, is not in Exodus, it's in Genesis. Genesis chapter 7. Verse 11. And this is in the account of Noah and the flood. And in Genesis 7:11, it says, "The windows of heaven were open, and the rain was on the earth." Well, what heaven would Genesis 7 be talking about? Well, where does the rain come from? Well, it comes from our atmosphere. It comes from the sky. And so Earth's atmosphere is also called heaven in the Bible. So which heaven did Elijah go to? Well, remember 2 Kings 2:11 says he was taken up in a whirlwind. Well, if you think of a whirlwind, what is it that comes to mind? Well, in my mind, it's one of those things that kind of look like this. Kind of looks like a tornado. Was taken up, would he have been taken to God's throne, outer space, or into the atmosphere? You're right. He was taken up into the atmosphere, into the sky. Now, can we prove that he didn't go to God's throne, that John 3:13 is correct, that no one's ascended to God's throne? Well, there's a couple of things. If we read just a little bit farther in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 16, after Elijah was taken up into the sky, it says in verse 16, "There are 50 of us here, all strong men. Let us go and look for your master. Maybe the Spirit of the Lord has carried him away and left him on some mountain or in some valley." Well, what did the people think that were with Elijah at the time he was taken up? What did they say to Elisha? Well, they said, "Let's go look for him." You see, they didn't have the impression that he went to God's throne or that he went out to the stars or to the moon or something like that. They understood that he was carried away and put down somewhere else. In fact, there's one other proof of that that becomes pretty specific, and that's over in 2 Chronicles. In 2 Chronicles chapter 21 and in verse 12, we find the story beginning where the Bible records that Elijah wrote a letter to one of the kings of Judah. And the interesting part about this letter in 2 Chronicles is it was written several years after this whirlwind took Elijah to heaven. So when you put all of these things together, you put the three different heavens that the Bible mentions, it becomes very clear John 3:13 is right. No one has ascended to God's throne except Jesus Christ. Elijah was taken up by a whirlwind, and he was placed down somewhere else, taken up into the sky, into the earth's atmosphere, and then placed down where later he writes a letter to the king. And so when we put all the passage together, the Bible doesn't contradict itself. And so we can be assured that the Bible is true and no one has ascended to heaven. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.